Hey, it's Eric Zane, and UncommonGoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill, and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at UncommonGoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at UncommonGoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at UncommonGoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to UncommonGoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to UncommonGoods.com/Zane. That's UncommonGoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Ah, yes. It's the moment that the lurkers and the cheap folks have been waiting for. My free clip from the latest edition of Who Are These Free Beers? Enjoy.
We are going to start with Steve. He has a question that leads to a 12-minute conversation. Is it interesting? No. But does it kill time? Yes. Here's the question that he has.
Hi, my name is Steve, and I have a question for you. How much effort is too much effort to save a $15 plastic owl?
I wanted to avoid it, but I was like, man, this is just so boring. I have to show off just how boring it is.
Yeah.
It's so boring that one of the other show members points out how boring it is. Here is Steve explaining why he bought a plastic owl.
Well, last week I bought this owl. I told you that for the last couple of years, we've had a woodpecker issue at our house.
Yeah. When you have to go back 2 years.
Oh, yeah, I know.
For the last 2 years, we don't need to revamp this.
Just say you have a woodpecker issue.
Yeah. And they just keep finding ways into our house.
Okay.
So last year, on the one side
now we're still a year away.
House. I don't know. I looked it up and I was like, oh, everyone says buy this plastic owl, $15. You stick it on the side of the house, and it's enough to scare off the woodpeckers and most other birds. So I bought one. Lo and behold, it worked. I was shocked. So the woodpeckers just kind of moved around to the other side of the house.
Okay.
So he's starting with the side that worked and giving us the history of that before he gets to the real problem. I see.
I'm like, yeah. Well, it worked on one side.
Okay.
Let me get another one.
Okay.
So I bought one like 2 weeks ago. Well, luckily the one that I put up last year is on the side of the house. It's like basically in the back of the house. So unless you're in our backyard, you can't see it. So it doesn't look like crap.
Awesome.
Okay. I mean, it does, but nobody sees it. The one that I have to put up now, it's going to be in full view of.
All right. We are 1 minute into this story.
Right.
There's so much background here.
Yeah.
To the point where I'm going to take a picture of it and send it to all of my neighbors and be like, I know it looks like crap, but I need woodpeckers to not live in my house.
All right. So that's 1 minute and 13 second clip.
Oh, wait till you get to the next one. Steve has an owl problem that gets his neighbor involved, and there's too many details.
And I'm trying to figure out a way to mount it to the side of the house. I didn't just want to like take a nail gun and be like, last week I was out there and I was trying to figure out like, all right, where am I going to mount it? And I had set it down and then I, you know, got distracted by something else, forgot about it. So it just sat out on the side of the house for a couple of days.
Boy, he just sucks the life out of you.
This is why I knew I had to pull it, because at this point, I had my mind had moved on to something else. So
earlier last weekend, Annette sent me a text. She was like, I forget where I was, but she's like, hey, your owl.
I forget where I was.
Yeah, who cares?
Why? Why is that even? I was getting my oil change when it happened, and I was in line. And what? Stop it!
Must have gotten blown away by the wind because it was like it was down halfway across the neighbor's front lawn. And I mean, it would have been nice if she had just walked over and picked it up instead of telling me, "Hey."
It would have been nice for us too, because then this story would have ended.
Right.
By the way,
or not even started.
What kind of asshole wife says, "Hey, she's in the house when it happens. Your owl's blowing away." She doesn't go out and get it. She tells him so that he has to come get the fucking thing.
Yeah, it's just next door. Why don't you go grab it yourself?
I say trouble in the marriage if she's doing that. That's it. By the way, this segment went on and on. Steve was not even close to being done. The rest of the show is available for free on Patreon. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up for 7 days free. You have to put in a payment form, but just cancel it when you're done. And you get the 7 days no matter what. So that's outstanding. And if you want the content after that, just enable your card afterwards. And away you go. $5 a month for all the audio. $10 a month for audio, video, and live streams. Updated constantly. New material at patreon.com/Eric Zane. patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thanks for checking this out. Bye-bye.